With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Authorities say that massive New Jersey wildfire that's consumed 15,000 acres and is still just 50% contained was deliberately set by the man they've arrested. 19-year-old Joseph Kling's been charged with arson and aggravated arson in the so-called Jones Road wildfire that was first spotted Tuesday morning in the Pine Barrens. The Ocean County prosecutor says Kling started a bonfire using wooden pallets and left the woods while it was still burning. He says it ignited a wildfire that's now on track to become the biggest in New Jersey in two decades. A Republican task force chief wants to shield the Fed from political influence, including the White House.
A Republican lawmaker tasked with scrutinizing Federal Reserve monetary policy wants Congress to help stabilize financial markets by insulating the central bank from political influence, including from President Donald Trump. Frank Lucas, who chairs the House Financial Services Task Force on Monetary Policy, said the president made a wise decision by clearly stating this week that he has no intention of firing Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. With Congress returning from spring break next week, Lucas said he wants his 14-member task force to identify policy initiatives that can shore up the Fed's independence, enhance Treasury bond market liquidity, and win enough support from Democrats to pass the House of Representatives and the Senate. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Conservatives say former talk show host Steve Hilton may strike a chord with disgruntled California voters.
Former California Congressman John Campbell says when it comes to college tuition in the Golden State,
it is absolutely crazy.
He says white heterosexual Californians are now disadvantaged in college admissions, and out-of-state students pay higher rates, but for illegals,
you pay in-state.
And Campbell says the state just spent $10 billion in health care for illegals in a single year.
But all kinds of services that citizens need and get are being cut back.
Campbell was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
This is SRN News. President Trump considers a baby bonus.
The U.S. birth rate has fallen to 1.6, below the 2.1 child per woman average needed to sustain the population, and the president wants to do something about it. His administration is working on a possible bonus program that would pay any woman who has a baby $5,000. There are a lot of details to work out, but it's clear that the administration has taken notice of the plummeting birth rate, which comes with dire implications, both social and economic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Nebraska bill that would bar males from female bathrooms, locker rooms, and sports teams has advanced from the first of three rounds of debate. The legislation from an Omaha Republican senator is a reprise of one she introduced repeatedly in recent years. In 2023, it was linked with another measure barring sex change operations and puberty-blocking hormones for kids. This is SRN News. A Wall Street rally continues.
Stocks rallied again on Wall Street after more companies reported better-than-expected results for the first 3 months of the year. Those gains were tempered by cautious remarks from CEOs who said they were having trouble providing outlooks given how uncertain things are because of President Donald Trump's trade war. The S&P 500 jumped 2% Thursday for its third straight day of big gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 486 points. It's about 1.2%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 2.7%. Southwest Airlines reported results that beat forecasts, but the airline joined a growing list of companies that have pulled financial forecasts because of uncertainty around tariffs. Seth Sutel, New York.
Luigi Mangione is preparing for his arraignment. The 26-year-old is accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson last year. He'll be arraigned on federal murder charges Friday. He was indicted last week by a federal grand jury in New York. More details at srnnews.com.